Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't hesitate because I am a thief. Cause every good Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray, today. I hope that you had a good week, a good day and everything. We're at the weekend. We broadcast it on When Christians Speak Talk Radio today. And I'm just waiting for someone to join me. Reverend Minister Rose Jones should be joining me in a few minutes. She had posted something on Facebook. Page. I've been known Minister Jones for a while, and it sort of caught my eye, and it's definitely something that we need to continue to talk about. So I want to talk about that, and she's been posting a lot of things. Let me see if I can find it. I'm looking at her Facebook page now. It was something that she wrote, and it did more or less with a declaration. Okay, and I think that what we're going to do today, I decree by grace. In other words, I decree by God's grace the many things that God's going to do in our life. Okay, so I'm excited about her coming on. Hopefully she'll be able to join me shortly and everything. Okay, just a few minutes, all right, and let's go ahead and have prayer. Father God, we come today, thank you for today, thank you for your grace and your mercy, thank you for all the things that you are doing in our life, God. You are awesome, God. We give this day, have given this day to you, God. We know that you are in control of everything. We thank you for your many, many, many blessings, Lord Jesus. This broadcast is all about you. I pray that it be a blessing to the people of God. You have your way, God. You have your way in our lives. You break down every idol. You cast out every foe. Lord Jesus, you allow. You just do your will. We need you in this day and time that we live in. We can't do this journey by ourselves, but we know that we can depend on you. Allow us to begin to awaken out of our slumber and to realize just who we are in you, Christ Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come with all your might and your glory, and you fit the atmosphere. You bring us into right relationship with you. We know, Lord Jesus, that you died on the cross for our sins, so we submit ourselves that you may have your way. Again, we give this broadcast to you, and thank you in advance for what you will do, what you shall do, and the miracles that you will work in the people of God. And we say amen and amen and amen. And again, everyone, I want to welcome you to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Friday Night Joy. I'm Reverend Ray. I believe I'm joined by Minister Rose. Minister Jones, are you on with me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, Minister Jones, I do want to welcome you to the broadcast. I know this was sort of last minute, but she said yes, man. I called her earlier and this morning after I had read her post, and I wanted her to come on and talk about her post, and also we're going to talk about decreeing some things in God. Knowing who we are in Christ Jesus is important. Knowing that we're not the tail, you know, of anything, but we are the head. Knowing that we are the borrower and not the lender. So we want to encourage somebody today. And again, I thank Minister Rose for deciding to say yes and everything. So we're going to ask her a couple questions in a few minutes because she got to give a couple shout-outs to her church, that kind of thing. All right? All right. But before we do that, let me go ahead and go through the quick announcements, okay? Here's about the grace with Minister Vanessa Williams. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. declaring the finished work The Klan to Finish Work with Reverend Pat Randall. It's on every Thursday at 12 noon. Amen. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and friends. Amen. It's at 7 p.m. on Friday. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray is Sundays at the first and the third Sunday of the month. That might be changing in a little bit. Okay. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday of the month at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful Reverend Anavita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwain is every third Monday of the month, amen, at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. We do have a weekly prayer that's taking place. It's called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. This is a free conference call number. Amen. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. I want to invite you, of course, to please visit our Facebook page and also our website, WhenChristianSpeak.com. You find out a little bit more information about the ministry and the different things that we are doing. Amen and amen and amen. Well, like I said, with Minister Rose, and I hope I'm saying it's not Pastor Elder, right? Is it, which one is it? Is it Minister or Elder?
Yes.
Which one?
Minister.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Mr. Rose, I'm glad to, the number one, I love it. You know, I love your first name and everything because it matches my last name. But I'm glad to I'm glad to have you on the broadcast. I think this is your first time with us. I've been trying for a while to get you on. But thank God you said yes to this one and everything. So we're going to talk about what you wrote on your page, anything else you'd like to share. But before we do that, I do want to you could go ahead and speak a little bit about yourself and who's your pastor in the home church that you attend. Okay.
Okay. Yes, like you said, I am Minister Rose Jones, and my pastor is Pastor Barbara Eason. Our church name is My Father's House Ministries, and we're in Richmond, Virginia, 3323 Walmsley Boulevard. And I would like to talk about a little bit about how I got into the ministry of exhortation, because it was a season in my life back in 2007 when I was going through so much, and God called me and said one day that to encourage others. And it just seemed strange to me he would say that when I was going through so much myself. And I tried to run away from it, but we know we can't run away from God. So right. Then I started encouraging people in the church and outside of the church. But when I encouraged others, I felt like I was getting encouraged. No, I did get encouraged. So our purpose was of him calling me to that, because while I was encouraging others, I was really encouraging myself also, which made my faith stronger in him.
Right. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So, yeah, and she does have amazing, she's not telling everything, but I guess she's trying to, I want her to be comfortable, amen, so we'll have to do the rest another time, but I know that she has definitely blessed me with her words of exhortation and words of songs. So we're not going to put her on the spot and actually sing nothing like that. If you want to sing, you can sing a little short version. You don't have to get really, you know, you can do a short version. It could be one verse or something like that, whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to do. It's up for, but again, okay. But again, I'm glad to put it. Okay, next time. I'm good. I'm glad to have you on today. And let's talk about the reason why I wanted to bring you on. Because when I saw that, I immediately knew what I wanted to talk about today. I immediately knew that we need to remind ourselves about the decrees and the things that God had, the way God looks at us, you know, and what the things that promises that God has said. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to be quiet for a little bit. And I want you to just go ahead and read what you have written, okay? And if you'd like to just dialogue a little bit about it, you can also do that too, okay?
Okay. Okay, so I did write. One of the verses came from Romans chapter 4, verse 19, and it says, I am not weak in faith, so I do not consider my own body above what God has said. And then I wrote, I am what God says I am in his word. So they're talking about Abraham. Abraham is our example whose faith was strong and it was strengthened by God. And he lived with circumstances just like you and I do. Amen. And Abraham had God's promises like we do today. And I made a comparison with Abraham and to us as believers today, that we should have that same strong faith if we believe in his word and we're acting on his word. And if you look at the promise of God to Abraham, he was promised a seed, and the promise did not come through for years. It was given to him at age 70, and then God confirmed the promise at age 75 years. And then 25 years later, when he was 100 years old, Isaac was born. And so Abraham was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform it. So we have to say who God says we are, because his word is true and his words are powerful. And we have to remember that life and death are in the power of the tongue. If we walk by faith like Abraham, our faith will grow. Amen. So we have to focus on God's word and pay attention to what it teaches. And God committed his promise to Abraham. And so I was thinking about a person with weak faith does not know the promises of God, evidently. If they would, they would speak God's word into existence. You know, the word is true. So if a person is really reading the word and know the character of God, then he can walk by faith and not have a sight walk. And I mean, a sight walk is looking and focusing on our circumstances and what we can see. So Abraham was not concerned about physical circumstances. He did not pay any attention to the condition of his body or the condition of his wife's body. He believed God would keep his promise. So Abraham could say, I am what God says I am. And we can say it too. We also can say, I can do what God says I can do. And, you know, we have to be careful what we say out of our mouth. We can say, I can't do this or do that. But the word says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we also can say I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And
go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, continue on. I want you to finish.
Okay. There's another one that says, I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see, for I walk by faith, not by sight. That's in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. I'm moved only by what I believe, and I believe the word of God. So again, we can say these things, these declarations, you know, because they're true. It's in God's word. You know, we can't be bold in saying our own words, but we have to say the word of God, what the word of God says about us. And so we can't look at the circumstances. We have to look at the promise. And God is saying, be moved by my words only. He is saying, I'm everything that I say that I am, and I will do everything that I have spoken. And the only thing we have to do is come in agreement with God and his word to know who we are in Christ. He wants us to decree a thing. It says, you shall decree a thing. and it shall be established. He wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. Again, it's either walking by faith or a sight walk, which won't do the believer any good but weaken his faith. We can't be moved by what we feel. Yeah. Feelings are emotions, and yes, God gave emotions, but we can't let those feelings govern our lives. He wants us to govern our lives based on his word. He does not want us to conduct our lives based on what we see or how we feel and have faith in his word. The walk of sight or a life based on how you feel would be defeated life. So we know that it is not the life we are supposed to have. We don't go around saying, I am defeated. We say, I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves me. Only the walk of faith will get a person into victory, where they can say, I am victorious, because we know that if it is what God says we are, we can do it, or we can do what he says we can do, and we are what God says we are. We have to come in agreement with him and his word, which builds our confidence in him. But we should have no confidence in the flesh, but in the spirit. We can't be moved by what we see or feel, but walking by faith and not by sight. But we do know that our emotions are a prime area of a target for Satan.
Right,
he loves
right.
to play on the emotions of God's people. We have to take a stand and settle in our hearts that we will not be governed by how we feel. So in the end, we have to come to the place where we believe the word, obey the word, and act like it's true regardless of how we feel. If the word says we are healed, then we are healed. If the word says we are rich, then we are rich. If the word says we are free, then we are free. If the word says we have peace, then we have peace. We act on God's word no matter how we feel. When the devil comes to you with lies, tell the devil it is written. Announce your identity. I am a child of the King. I am made in his image and likeness. Amen? And my life is in Christ. So that's what it was all about this morning when I wrote this.
Amen. So my life is in Christ. Thank you for that, Rose. Again, I'm going to see if I can, if you allow me to see if I can share it on my Facebook page, okay? And I can do that, all right, then we can share that and people can see that. But I like the idea that I like what you did. I like the way you explained it, and I also like the way Bill was given to you. You know, in the last part that you said this, I would give attention to God's words. I would incline my ears to his sin. I would not let them depart from my eyes. And then you go on to say, God sent his word and healed them. God sent your world and healed the land. And amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So that's what we, you know, that was one reason why I wanted you to bring it. I'm glad you were able to even expound, because we definitely need, you know, because the enemy is attacking us so much today, and we're living in the last day. We need to declare or decree who we are in Jesus Christ. We need to remember the price that was paid. We need to remember all those things to who we are. Amen. So let me just read it. I got a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to stay with the subject, and I got a couple of things to read. Amen. And some of this, I think, is coming. I like to use King James Version, but online, unfortunately, it's not giving me that. It gives me the I can't remember. I think it's ESV, a different version than what I'm used to, but the point is the same. Okay. All right, let me see if I can find one. All right. But this is one right here. This is coming out of Luke chapter 4, verse 18. And actually, this is Jesus speaking. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. You know, those who are oppressed. We are ambassadors of Christ, has an obligation to spread the good news of the gospel. You know, to spread the good news, to spread what God is doing, to spread that Jesus Christ died on the cross. But in order to do that, we need to be sure. We need to be confident. Now, not and boast not in our own self, but boasting in Christ Jesus, boasting in the fact that He died for the sins of the world, that that we might have life, and not just any kind of life, but life more abundantly. Go ahead, you want to add to that? You have anything? Okay. Now, Rose, what you can find out, I'm back. I like to do back and forth. So if you start to jump in your spirit, you got to speak up. You know that. Okay. So you gotta help a brother out. Okay. Go ahead.
It was one thing, what he was anointed to preach the gospel. All of the things that you said is the same thing we are to do today, to give the word out to people. You know, that is our duty, because Christ came to this earth to be an example for us. We were anointed through the Holy Spirit to do the same work and the same thing that Jesus did. He said, the works I did, you will do those same works.
Right.
So we are to do the same work that he did. We are anointed to do the same thing. It's our job not to hold on to the word, but give the word out.
Amen. 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 That is true. This is another scripture. This is coming out of Psalms 91, which is one of my first favorite scriptures. And actually, they didn't give me the whole thing. But when you get a chance, for those that are listening, whether it's through the online or anything like that, go back and read Psalms 91. There's a lot of treasure in Psalms 91. There's a lot of treasure in the whole Bible. But for me, that's one of my favorite scriptures.
Yeah,
it says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And this is the part I want to get to. Say, I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
Yeah.
You know, that we're making an affirmation of who God is in our life. For he will deliver you from the snare, of the fowler, and from deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his, see, this is their version, pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler, and you will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by the day. We begin to recognize who God is in our life and everything. We don't worry about whatever the enemy brings, because we know God has us. We know that we are covered in the blood. You know, we know that we are covered in the blood. So there is time. I believe this is a season for believers to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't get caught up in what's going on with the politics and the world and all those things, because we already know that we're living in the last days. Amen? That we're living in the last days.
Yes, amen. That's one of my favorite psalms. I've read it every day, you know, and especially during this pandemic, you know. God has promised us. Please go back to his promises. He is so faithful to his promises. His people, we are his people, the sheep of his pasture, and he protects us. So we can have that confidence in him that he will protect us, you know. And in the King James Version, a little bit of it I remember, it said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress. And then I love to put emphasis on it. My God, in him will I trust. I like to say that, my God. You know how people say, my God, in him I trust. You know, and it's all about trusting him for everything.
Mm. Mm-mm. And you got to read that one more time, just in case somebody in the back didn't hear it. Yeah, go ahead and read it. I'm going to change this. Go ahead, read that again, but one more time.
Okay. Right. And I'm not reading it. I'm trying to memorize the whole Psalm 91. And I remember that part. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and fortress, my God, in him will I trust.
My God, trust in God. You know,
yes.
And when you have that kind of relationship with God, you can trust God. When you have been through some things and he has miraculously brought you through, so you begin to trust God. Like, I know my Redeemer's living, you know. I know that my Redeemer's living. Okay. Now, this is another scripture. This is coming out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And I know Minister Rose, Minister Jones, you're familiar with it. So if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. You know, one of the things that you had in your writing was heal the land. Well, this is how we do it right here, you know.
But
we need to recognize who we are, you know, my people, you know, who are you? And I'm not talking about just saying that, well, I'm a Christian, because everybody says that they are Christians, but they're not. In the New Testament, I think in Acts, the believers was called first the followers of the way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The followers of the way. So the question is, are you a Christian, or do you go beyond that and say, I'm a follower of the way? He said, if my people, which are called by my name, that God is putting his stamp on it. They have to be called by my name. They first, they have to be my people, and they have to have my name. And they have to have it. Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. There's a part that we have to play in that. There's a part that we have to play. That's the humbling of ourselves and the seeking of his face. And then there's a third part that says, turn from their wicked ways. So then will I hear from heaven. You know, we want things to get better. We want everything to be healed that's going on in America and all across the world. We want this virus to be put in check. You know, it's time out for us to recognize who we are by the authority and the power that has been granted to Jesus Christ. We operate in that to move forward and declare and decree God's hand. I decree and I declare that we should live and not die. Those are the things. And when Minister Johnson, when we get to do those type of things, the enemy don't have, he don't have anything to do but to back off. You know, when we declare, decree the wondrous works of God like that, the enemy has to back away from us because there's power there. Okay, there's power. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, that is one of my scriptures. Again, all of the scriptures are my favorite. Because one, right, it says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, only then will I hear from heaven. God says, I'll hear from heaven your prayers when you do all of these things I just said, and I will forgive your sins and heal the land. He said, then I will hear from heaven. After he gave all those things he told him to do, seek his face, turn from your wicked ways, he will then hear from heaven and heal the land. And I like it. We'll hear from heaven.
Yeah, amen. So, again, y'all, I just want to welcome you, those that are tuning in. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Friday Night Joy. Reverend Ray, I'm joined by Minister Rose Jones. Amen. And she wrote a piece on Facebook. Y'all check her out. I'm not trying to get other people to join your page all of a sudden, Rose. I hope that's okay and everything. But I know that you post things that are encouraging to the body of Christ and everything. And I know that you have a zeal for the things of God. You know, and the next scripture I'm going to go over, and then I'm going to read some decrees from, this is from 2013. I mean, and I didn't write that, I had to give credit. This was done by the pastor, James Robinson, at that time was located in Clinton, Maryland, and stuff. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We got about 20 minutes left, something like that. Okay, but this is what it says. This is coming out of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. And again, Rosie, I know you're familiar with these scriptures. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. according to the power that worketh in us. And again, that goes back to that identity of recognizing and realizing who we are and what's on the inside of us. What's on the inside of us and everything, and recognizing that we are heirs and joint heirs. We are kings and queens. We are ambassadors. We are the apple of his eye, recognizing who we are, not being boastful to the point where we become arrogant and nothing like that. But there's a place and a spiritual humility that goes with it, to a point where we just say, okay, God. It says, verse 21 says, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. In other words, there's nothing too hard for God to do. There's nothing that too hard for him to do. All that we ask or think, wait a minute, in some cases, I don't have to ask. I can just thank it, and God knows that it's exceedingly abundantly. Really? According to the power that worketh in, according to the Holy Spirit that's working within us. The promises from all the way from the beginning, since the beginning of time. And everything, to recognize who we are in Jesus Christ, to move forward, to stretch forward, to believe, to trust God, to hold on, to not give up, to be encouraged. Jesus said that, Peter said, when you are encouraged, encourage your brother. That means this is not a one-sided deal. This is not a one-sided deal, y'all. You know, the gifts are supply-sided, meaning that ain't just for you. But anyway, go ahead, Rose. What do you have to add with that? What are your thoughts?
Well, yes, I like when they say exceedingly abundantly. God gives us more than we ask for. And the word exceedingly means you're going beyond, or you're doing something even greater than we ask. We can't even think of all the things that we should even ask or think. But he goes beyond that. God says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways. So when we ask God for something, he goes beyond what we're asking for and does it abundantly. He gives us more, and he does not give us more just for giving us more. His purpose for giving us more is to bless others with more. He gives us his word, and that word we give to more. So I go back to his word. We have to give our word back to others, you know.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. We have to give our word back to others. Amen. We do. If the word is in you, it's gonna come out. it's gonna begin to come out, you know. You know, and the scripture said that the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's going to begin to cut and come out. It's going to begin to burn and everything. If you begin to spend time on your face and have that relationship, those things are going to take place. There's a scripture that, and I know it's in the Old Testament. It talks about God said, I'm going to cause you to worship me. I'm going to cause you to praise you. I'm going to put my words in you to the point that you're going to be called. I'm going to cause you. That then people would know that you belong to me. I'm going to cause it.
Amen.
You know, take a fat. Okay. All right. Rose, you got time for, do you have any scriptures that you want to look at or not?
No.
No, okay. This is Songs. This is another one that you're familiar with, Rose. This is coming out of Psalms 23. Let me just copy this because I had to let go of what I was using because it wasn't King James Version. And for those that are wondering why I prefer, there's a reason why I prefer the King James Version. And it's not that I have anything against the other versions of the Bible. It's just that with the King James Version, and a lot of people say, well, they don't always understand it. You know, when we read the Bible, what's taking place, or here, because I also like to listen to the word too, is that we're speaking spirit to spirit, and it's the spirit that will begin to bring revelation and everything like that. And again, I'm not knocking the different versions, because in some cases you may have to do that and everything, but I always go back to what the King James Version tells me, and that's just a personal preference of mine. Now, some people don't prefer to use the other version, that's fine. Use whatever, just read, study,
Amen.
You know, and stuff
Amen.
Like that. So everybody's different. Okay, now this is coming out of Psalms 23rd Psalms. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Right off the bat, because David is already saying who God is to us. Again, we identify who God is concerning us, or how God looks at us, but we also have to identify who God is. And God, in this case, my shepherd. But he said the Lord in capital, L-O-D-E. So the mistake is who we're talking about. He said, he making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside still waters. See, these are the things that God is doing for us. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He didn't do it so that you could have a great name, but for his name's sake. He's doing it for his name. He says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. No matter what we're facing, recognizing who God is, recognize who I am to God and everything, I'm not afraid of the shadow of death. I don't fear anything. I'm not worried about the darkness and then the sin and the evilness of this world, because I know that I'm covered. You know, I know that I have Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. He said that thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. I was telling someone that one day, I said, can you imagine that all them haters, everyone that ever said a nasty thing about you, that wanted you to die and caused you to lose your job, but all eating at your table. They all eating at your table. He said, they prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And, you know, in the presence of my enemies, I don't care who they were. I don't care what they did. They're sitting there in the presence, watching you eat the things that God has set before you. Everything that's good for you, things that will have brought you through some trials and tribulations, that song that you wrote, that poem that, that you wrote, that exhortation, Minister Jones, that you wrote. You know, they're sitting there looking at those things, man. And they said, the scripture said, "Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." And just in case they didn't know, the enemies didn't know where they was, then they see the oil running down my head like Aaron's beard. They see that my cup is running over. It says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." In other words, I'm making a declaration right here. I'm saying, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me." Not maybe, but it shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. David said forever. I mean, I can see him just like standing up and declaring those things, that he making me to lie down in the green pastures. You know, I can see David doing those things because he was going through some changes and some trials and tribulations. But he began to speak life to himself. And sometimes we need to do that. We need to get to a place where we begin to speak life into ourselves. Amen. I'm going to keep calling you Reverend Jones or Pastor Jones in a few minutes. Go ahead, Minister Jones.
No, but the Psalm 23 always reminds me of the care that God has for us all. You know, and whenever I read Psalm 23, I look at all of the I's and the my's and the me in it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, it's not about us. It's about God and his care for us, you know, and just talk about sheep like a shepherd. You know, he cares about one lost sheep. He'll go after that sheep and bring it back to the fold. And that's great care that the Lord has for us. You know, we have to trust him, you know, and it's my desire. Yes. It was a thing I was talking about to someone about desires, you know, your desires have to line up with God's desires. And I was thinking about the verse that says, one thing that I desire, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. That means being in his presence, you know, always being in his presence, you know, always looking toward him and always praying and being in his word and doing what the word says and declaring who you are in Christ. And we have to know who we are in Christ in order to declare it. And that's why it's so important to get into the word and read it, because we don't know who we are in Christ. You know, the enemy can come along and tell us lies, and we'll start believing that.
Yes. Amen. We'll start believing it. And that's what he does. The enemy does.
Yes.
He tells lies. He tells lies. Mm-hmm. Yes, he does. You know, he tried to get us distracted, that don't no one care for you, that don't nobody love you, or you're not this enough, or you're not that enough. And before you know, you're like, well, okay, well, maybe nobody will love me. You know, maybe nobody will care for me. Maybe it's meant for me to be this way, and all that kind of stuff. Those are lies of the enemy. First of all, you know, to know that God loves me, and He loves me. That's more than anybody else can love me. He loved me just like that. You know, He loves me just like that. In spite of myself, you know, that God loves me and everything. Go ahead.
Yes, we can listen to Him. Eve listened to the devil.
Yeah.
He told her, he said, God didn't tell you that. I'm saying it in my own way. Did God tell you that? You know, and that's what happened in the fall. You know, they focused and listened to the enemy more than they obeyed God.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Right. Okay.
He speaks lies.
Amen. Amen. So this is what we're going to do. We got about 10 minutes left, or actually about 15 minutes left on the clock. So there's several things that we can do. First, Minister Rose, I want you, you're going to have to read that, what you've written, one more time. Okay, I know you're like, really? Yeah, I need you to read it one more time. Because sometimes we need to hear things more than once, you know, and I believe that this broadcast right here, because of the words that we're speaking out, is going to encourage someone. I believe it's going to bless someone too. It might even save someone's life. Somebody may be right on the verge of, or at least thinking about suicide, or not knowing what to do. And and that's what our purpose is, to bring life to people. But before you do that part, this is what I want to do. So these are the decrees that was spoken by Pastor James Robinson in 2012. And this was for a watch service. So I'm going to change some of the wording around, because it's even something that needs to be said today, okay? It needs to be said today, okay? And the first one that he has is that he said, I decree that will come to pass in your life. And you can put 2021 in there, whoever you are that listen to the broadcast. We can use 2021, okay? It says the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins and the baptism of the Holy Ghost to become commonplace in the ministry that you're in. Whatever ministry that you're in, we're praying for the baptism of repentance and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If it's a Baptist, whatever it is, we want God to decree, we want God to operate in your life, that the Holy Spirit is operating, and that you're repenting of sins. No matter your past, no matter what you may have done or said. Hold on one
second. Glory. Amen.
You know, no matter what you may have did or sinned, no matter what you may have said or done, okay, no matter what kind of past you may have had, you know, if you just never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's a chance for you to do it even as we speak. And how do you do it? By speaking in your mouth and believing in your heart, confessing Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior with your mouth and everything, but yet believing in your heart. Now, I can't see your heart, you know, but the only one that truly know whether you really repented or have converted is Christ Jesus. Amen. So the baptism of repentance okay, for the remission of sins and the baptism of the Holy Ghost to be commonplace in the ministry that you are. In other words, there's a great awakening that has taken place in the ministry that you are, whether it is you're doing Zoom now, because there are very few people having churches. You have, if you're attending churches, okay, but something miraculous is taking place. So those are things that we want to decree, okay? And then we want to decree that you have eternal life, all that enter eternal life to all that enter the gates or whatever, if you're a pastor, whatever church or ministry that you're in. In other words, people that are coming into that place of that ministry that you have been birthed in, that you're receiving the right to eternal life. You know, you're understanding the purpose of eternal life, that we will see Jesus one day, okay? All right? Then we also declare, which really need to be said today, perfect health, emotional and mental strength spoken into your life from this day forth. Perfect health, emotional and mental strength spoken into your life today. We need to begin to speak. I speak perfect health. I speak emotional and mental strength into my life. Speak those things.
Yes.
You know, not talking about naming and claiming, but begin to speak life and not death.
Yes.
And then it says, fourth one is the decreeing freedom from distress, uncertainty, worry, anxiety, sorrow, difficulty, and any kind of pain. We're decreeing those things, not by our own might, but by the Lord, you know, by God, by Him, by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're decreeing, because once we've been born again, we have the right to go to the tree of life. We have the right to decree those things. Freedom from distress, uncertainty, worry, anxiety, sorrow, difficulty, and any kind of pain that you may be in. Any kind of pain, I don't care from if it's a muscle spasm, a toothache, a headache, you know. I don't care what the pain, leg ache. You know, some people, I know people that's going through suffering with backache. We decree healing in the name of Christ Jesus, the resurrected Savior. We decree that that will take place beginning today. Beginning today. And the newness of these things being declared unto you, because we know that there is a bomb in Gilead. We know that Jesus Christ is that bomb. Okay, next one is, we decree authority over the spirits of doubt, you know, the spirit of fear and unbelief to be replaced with the spirit of faith. We're praying for all those negative spirits to go completely away and be replaced by the spirit of faith. We know that we have... Every one of us has a measure of faith, but we want to increase our faith. We want increased faith. We want that measure of faith, y'all, to be filled to the pot, somewhat to the cup that is beginning to overflow. We know that it's possible because he said, ask for those things. God, give me, let my measure of faith that you have given me overflow. Let it overflow, you know, because we know that all it takes is a mustard seed to move a sycamore tree or to move a mountain. That's all it takes. But that's all it takes. So if that's all it takes, God, I want the fullest amount of faith that you have for me, operating in me daily, every day, every moment of the day, and everything to glorify your name. The next one, it says, we decree posterity and long life, unity, accord, social fabrication, a single heartbeat and mind governed by the Holy Spirit in the house. What I'm talking about in the house, in the place of worship, wherever you might. Unity. Mm. Let me read this again, because this is good stuff. Unity, posterity, long life, one accord, social fabrication, a single heartbeat. And a mind governed by the Holy Spirit. Everything, I don't care who the pastor is, who the bishop is, who the apostle is, I don't know, the reverend, whoever they might be, but they're governed by the Holy Spirit. So why do you want to decree that? Why you want to decree that? You're decreeing that and stuff like that so that you will cover the person that has leadership over you, that Jesus Christ has put in charge of you. In other words, you're decreeing that, and that decree covers them up too. You know, it covers them. to the point where that whatever trials and tribulations that they have, because I'm declaring the decree on myself, I'm declaring the decree on them also. I'm not leaving them out. Why? Because they watch for my soul. They watch for my soul. Okay.
Yes.
It says the next one, we decree the spirit of obedience, the spirit of love and peace and happiness to overrun us and consume us. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, see what I'm saying? This is back in 2013.
Yeah.
This was written to the spirit of obedience, love, peace, and happiness to overrun us and consume us. Consume us. That's what we desire. We want those promises of yea and amen that God has designed for us. Amen. Then I'm almost done, y'all. Then we decree sanctification and good health and wellness for us and our children. You know, and our children, or and our household, or and our parents, or and our cousins, whoever, our work people.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the thing about the ministry that we do. It's not all about you, but it's about outreach. So, in other words, God, this is what I want you to do, God. I want you to begin to touch my cousin so-and-so, my family, my friends, you know, begin to call out names and stuff of people that you know that are struggling or someone that you know that have lost a loved one. So, God, you operate. We decree in healing in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree in hope to be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree in these things, that was not as though they were.
Yeah.
We decree the same because right now we can't see and look like they're not, but we believe that they will be based on the promises of God. Amen. Let me. I'm almost done. I promise. It says we decree the spirit of hunger, zeal, and thirst for Him and His Word, and no weapon formed against us will ever prosper, and every tongue that will rise against us from that day forward is condemned in the name of Christ Jesus. In the name of Christ Jesus. It's condemned.
Yes.
Now, they speaking against you, condemned in the name of Christ Jesus. The prayer become God. Don't take them out. Don't take them out. Forgive them, but it's condemned. But bring them into right relationship with you. You know, make our enemies our footstool. Okay.
Yes.
The last one. We call all these things to be performed and put into effect and executed immediately in the lives of every member and those under sound of the voice of this world. That everyone that's listening to this broadcast today, we decree that all these things will be performed into effect and executed immediately. Immediately.
Hallelujah.
Okay?
Hallelujah.
Because you happen to turn into this broadcast today. We decree whoever you are. And I don't care what part of the world. I know that we have listeners in India that listen to the broadcast. We decree in these things. I know that we have listeners in Egypt that are being persecuted. We decree these things in your life today. I know that there are some that's in China and Russia. We decree in America, United States. We decree those things into your life today. That God will begin to operate inside of you and on the outside of you too. That a change will take place in you like never ever before. That you will begin to see the mysteries of the gospel of Jesus Christ being revealed to you like never before. That you will begin to understand that why he died on the cross for you and for me. That he has no respect to person. It's not about your color. It's not about how much money you got in the bank. It's not even about how much education you have. It's not about none of those things. All those things go back to the dust. But so that you might have the right to the tree of life and live. Amen. So that you might have the right to the tree of life and live. Amen. So we those are the decrees that was given back in 2013. We are applying those decrees for 2021, especially with families that have lost loved ones and that kind of stuff. So what we can do right there, I'm done. I'm going to give it over to Minister Jones, and she's going to have last words and also go ahead, go forth and read what she had written earlier on social media on Facebook. Okay, so that's, and then we're going to close out in prayer. Okay, Minister Jones.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, and I just want to just keep saying and encouraging everybody to just read the word and just say what God says you are. And just remember the enemy, he loves to speak in your mind lies. So don't believe whatever the devil is saying about you. He's our enemy. He's our adversary. Just believe the word of God and speak the word only that has power. And
yes.
This is what I said, wrote this morning, because I repeat things every day myself, different ones, which makes your faith stronger. When you're repeating the words of God and start believing them each day, it'll come a part. It becomes a part of you. And it says, I am not weak in faith, so I do not consider my own body above what God has said. Whatever God says about me is true. And I am what God says I am in his word. You have to know his word. I can do what God says I can do because he said I can do it. I do not put my confidence in the flesh. I don't put confidence in man. I don't put confidence in myself. I put my confidence in God. Then I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see, for I walk by faith, not by sight. Don't walk a sight walk. Don't go by what you see. Don't let those circumstances govern you, but base your faith on the word of God. I'm moved only by what I believe. I believe the word of God. Father, your word is true. Your truth has made me free. And then the last one says, I will give attention to God's word. Pay attention to God's word and what he's saying. I will incline my ear to his saying. Listen to what he's saying. And I will not let them depart from my eyes. Always reading the word and doing what the word says and obeying the word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That is so good. Thank you again, Minister Jones, for those inspiration, those words of exhortation that the Lord has given you. I'm praying that God will continue to give you many, many more because I know that it's in you. And everything, I know that it's in you and stuff like that. I don't know whether you feel like singing or not. If you don't, that's fine. It's up. Do you have a song? Or not really.
If you want me to send out a little song, I didn't write it. I just wrote it down so I know the words.
Oh, okay.
But it says, and we know God that he's a way maker, a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper we talked about tonight. So it's
right.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, That is who you are. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Jones. Awesome word. Awesome song. That's one of my favorite songs, so the timing was perfect. Because that's who God, that's who we are. That's who
yes.
God is. That's what he desires us to be. He desires to have that relationship. Amen. We are almost out of time. I think we got like a second left. But let's just go ahead and close out in prayer. So I pray, Father God, we give the day. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the blessing that came through from Minister Jones. God, thank you for the words of exhortation, God, the words of encouragement. We pray that it will prick the hearts of men and women today, that someone might cry out, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to have my life change around? Come, Holy Spirit, come and upset the normalcy of just having regular church, God. We're praying for your people that are called by your name to begin to humble themselves and repent and to seek your face so that the true healing of the land may begin, God. We thank you again, God, what you're doing in our lives, Lord Jesus. We thank you for every miracle that you have performed. We thank you for every yoke that's being broken. God, we thank you for every promise to be restored, God. We thank you for all the hope that's been restored, God. We thank you for families coming back together. We thank you for the spirit of forgiveness. We thank you for the spirit of love, Lord Jesus. We thank you for, God, that everything that the enemy meant for evil for us, God, it has come to naught, God. And we praise you, we glorify you, and we magnify your name, and we say amen and amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Again, thank you, Minister Rose, for joining us. Mr. Jones, I thank you. I decree by grace, amen, things that we need to know. We need to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Yes. We need to know who God is in our life. So, Minister Rose, we'll talk later. Thank you again for helping me out at last minute.
Amen. And, thank you for having me.
Then you see, it's not as difficult. It's not. You can do it. Yeah. Okay. So, y'all, take care. We'll see you again on Sunday. God bless. God bless, Mr. Rose. Thank you.